or the steep drop-off to my right. If not for the dark trees, I'd be screwed. I inch my way carefully down the hill, around two switchbacks, and breathe a huge sigh of relief when I safely come out at the bottom and see the stoplight through the large snowflakes marking the main road. As I come to a stop at the light, I hear screeching tires and the unmistakable sound of rubber sliding on ice just before a Mercedes SUV comes to a stop against my rear fender. Perfect. I open my door and step out, as does the driver of the Mercedes, and we survey the damage. "Well, it could be a lot worse," I mutter.
"I'm sorry,"
the tall stranger says, kneeling by the wreckage.
"I guess I took that corner too fast."
"I guess so," I agree with a nod. "You barely touched me, though."
"Looks like you have a bit of a dent there,"
he replies, and stands, then grins down at me.
"Jillian Sullivan, you haven't changed a bit in all these years."
I feel my eyes widen and I cover my mouth with mittened hands, then laugh and throw my arms around the tall, broad man who just slammed into my car. Max Hull! He hugs me tight and then pulls away, offering me a wide grin. His blonde hair is short and styled conservatively. His green eyes are happy, if somewhat guarded, and he seems to be distracted. God, the Hull brothers are hot.